faces will go. Faces, faces will go.
Faces, faces, faces at the window.
Providing comedy for
all. Ow! Did you just hit me?
Yes, with an elephant.
Ow! How are you swinging a two-ton elephant?
It's easy. Just grip the tusks. They're perfect handholds. Set your feet nice and square and then swing. You soon find the momentum.
Please stop it.
But it's fun.
It's cruel. And it hurts.
I could hit you with a water buffalo.
No.
A giraffe? Good long neck. Even easier to swing than the elephant.
No.
A wombat?
This sketch continues for the next 12 and a half minutes, listing various animals both exotic and endangered for increasingly comedic effect. But we would like to take you behind the scenes and show you how this potentially award-winning and revolutionary list of animals was created by our dedicated sound team. David Bleep, whose surname has been deleted by a request, explains how he captured the extraordinary elephant screams that began the sketch.
Well, I spent 16 months in the grasslands of Kenya waiting for the BBC Wildlife Department to finish with all the elephant herds. They don't work with the script, apparently, and so need lots of takes. It's all very loose and improvised with very good results, but it does take a very long time. Anyway, once Antmer was done, Sky muscled in, and I was faced with another long delay in a cardboard tent with no clean Wi-Fi. At this point, I asked the writer to use a less popular animal to begin his sketch with, as suggested, a camel. But he said camels weren't funny and it had to be an elephant, as he'd always liked them as a child. So I thought, fuck it, I'll just rip the noise off the internet. Took 5 minutes.
All 236 sound recordists who worked on this sketch told us a similar tale of physical hardship and writer inflexibility, and we would like to salute their bravery at this time. And now, back to the sketch for the devastating punchline.
No!
A kimono dragon.
No, I don't want to be hit with any endangered animals, please!
What about a cow? Millions of them. And there were blokes selling them on Gumtree.
Okay, fine! A cow!
Great. I'll get it in an Uber.
In 1973, Slade had the UK Christmas number one, Merry Christmas Everybody. But what was the story behind the Christmas number one record in Peru? Peru Christmas number one, How Deep Is Your Llama? By the Inca Spots, featuring Frowning Atahualpa. Not often the subject matter of your classic ditty, llamas are apparently willing pack animals, but only up to a point. If you try and take advantage of a llama's fairly good nature by overloading them, they've been known to trample you to death. Usually, however, they will simply spit and hoof the ground until they are free from bondage. But some llamas have also been known to possess the third eye, and by going into trances have been known to pick out winning lottery numbers and, at Andean church fetes, can successfully guess the weight of the bastard. A prized animal indeed. The group disbanded after this, their 400th number one Christmas single. Frowning Atahualpa later went on to become an internationally renowned cartographer and llama baiter.
The Faces at the Window.com.